Bitcoin surges past $70,000 as 260 million in shorts get liquidated. Short sellers lost over 260 million in a single hour on March 23, 2026, after President Donald Trump announced a five-day pause on planned U.S. strikes against Iranian energy infrastructure. Bitcoin surged past $70,000. Brent crude oil futures crashed more than 10% to around $100 per barrel, and the entire crypto market reversed course from what had been its most fearful stretch since early 2025. 1 hour, $260 million are gone. The liquidation cascade started almost immediately after the de-escalation signal reached markets. As of March 23, 2026, Bitcoin was trading at $70,126, up 3.5% over 24 hours and 3.4% in the last hour alone. Ethereum moved even faster, jumping 5.6% in 1 hour to $2,159. Solana climbed 4.8% in the same window to $89.97. BNB and XRP followed with gains of 2.9% and 3.8% respectively. The total value of wrecked short positions in the past hour exceeded $260 million, according to Crypto Potato, with the damage concentrated in leveraged perpetual futures on Bitcoin and Ethereum. Traders who had bet on continued downside got caught on the wrong side of a geopolitical reversal they did not price in. This is the second major liquidation event this month. Earlier in March, over $240 million was liquidated in 15 minutes during a sell-off that pushed the Fear and Greed Index to 27. The difference this time, the liquidations hit shorts, not longs. The direction flipped, oil crashes, crypto rallies. The catalyst was not a crypto-native event. Trump's order to pause strikes on Iranian energy infrastructure removed a risk premium that had been building for weeks across oil markets, equities, and crypto. Brent crude futures plunged more than 10% to approximately $100 per barrel, according to Wu Blockchain, erasing weeks of war premium pricing in a single session. Major U.S. equity indices had already closed with their steepest decline since 2024 in the prior session, per Cointelegraph, reflecting the broader risk-off mood that preceded the de-escalation. Crypto had been moving in lockstep with that fear. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 33 as of this writing, still firmly in fear territory despite the rally. That is the critical detail. This was not a rally born from confidence. It was a short squeeze triggered by the sudden removal of a tail risk. The market remained scared, and the rally happened because enough traders were positioned for things to get worse. What a relief rally from fear looks like. Context matters here. Over the past week, BTC is still down 3.9%, ETH is down 4.9%, and SOL is down 4.1%. The 24-hour gains are dramatic, but they recover only a fraction of the drawdown from the past 7 days. The rally is large enough to generate $260 million in liquidations, but not large enough to reverse the broader trend. Bitcoin ETF flows had already turned negative earlier this week, with $253 million in outflows over 2 days as institutional capital moved to the sidelines. Whether this relief rally brings that capital back will depend on whether the de-escalation holds or whether the five-day pause simply delays the same risk. The options market had already been pricing in elevated downside risk, with put premiums hitting all-time highs. A geopolitical de-escalation unwinds some of that hedging, which itself accelerates the squeeze. Traders who bought puts for protection see those positions lose value, while those who sold calls into the fear get rewarded. The five-day clock Trump's pause is explicitly temporary. 5 days. That creates a ticking clock that markets will watch closely. If the pause extends or converts into a broader diplomatic channel, the risk premium stays deflated and the current price levels could hold. If strikes resume on day 6, the same traders who just got liquidated will be vindicated, and the liquidation cascade will likely run in the opposite direction. For crypto holders with stablecoin balances ready to deploy, the window is unambiguous but narrow. The rally is real, the liquidations are real, and the catalyst has an expiration date printed on it.